Hello, this is Seth Feeman, Executive Director of the Frist Art Museum. It is my pleasure to welcome you to our beautiful building. On this audio tour, you will learn about the building's history and its architectural features. We hope you enjoy your visit and delight in looking at both the art on display and the architecture that houses it.
Hello, welcome to the Frist Art Museum. Please join me in the grand lobby as we go through a bit of this beautiful building's history and some of its design elements. If you'd like to pause this tour, just hit the play pause button. To resume, hit the same button. Our story begins during the Great Depression. President Hoover and Congress felt that federal money should be used for new construction in hopes of rebuilding the economy. So in November 1931, Congress awarded money for three new post offices in Nashville, Kansas City, and Knoxville. The local architectural firm for the Nashville Post Office was Marr & Holman. The design theme was dictated by the Office of the Supervising Architect in Washington, D.C. This office controlled all federal construction projects. They created common designs and details that were incorporated into all federal buildings. The Treasury Department decided that the location for the new post office should be in the land adjacent to the railroad station. This was, after all, how the mail entered and left the city. The bridge was demolished long ago. But if you look at the museum from Union Station, you can still see a panel that indicates where the bridge used to be. And the old fire door remains in the Frist Rector Room, which is located in our Conte Community Arts Gallery. To acquire the land for the post office, the government needed to negotiate with businesses on the site, including two hotels and various retail facilities. One of the property owners wanted to sell his pastries to the workers during construction of the building. He finally got the deal and called his little stand the Pie Wagon. In the spring of 1933, the final architectural plans were approved in Washington and the land was cleared. In June 1933, more than 1,000 workers lined up for construction jobs. Payments started at 22.5 cents an hour for laborers and $1 an hour for skilled tradesmen. Here in the Grand Lobby, the interior design is Art Deco, which was very popular at the time. The marble used for the floor and inside walls is from Stone Mountain, Georgia. Today, the Grand Lobby has the same light fixtures and postal tables as it did in 1934. What's new are the glass walls that separate the lobby from the exhibition space, the round security desks, and the gift shop. The east end of the gift shop used to be the location of the FBI's Nashville headquarters, and the postmaster's office was on the west end. Now, look at the aluminum grillwork that runs through the lobby. Notice the icons at the top. Look at the icons at the end of the lobby. For example, above the guest services doorway and above the auditorium entrance. You will see the four main modes of mail transportation when the post office was built: truck, railroad, airplane, and ocean liner. The icons along both sides of the main hall represent local industry and education. The plow turned the wilderness into fields that fed the country. The anvil forged the iron that built the rails. The books and the lamp of learning symbolize wisdom and learning. The dolphin is an ancient symbol of swift passage through the seas, and the propeller is its human-made equivalent. The microscope and beaker are tools of scientific exploration. The sickle and wheat are ancient symbols of the harvest. Gears symbolize the precision of industrial progress, and the printing press democratized knowledge. All the aluminum doors in the Grand Lobby are original. You can see these doors at either end of the gift shop and at the entrance of the auditorium. This building functioned as Nashville's main post office until 1987, when a new one was built near Nashville's International Airport. Today, most of the mail moves in and out of the city by air rather than rail. The Broadway office became a downtown branch that is still in this building. Instead of occupying three stories, however, it now uses only part of a single floor, and its customers come in through a separate outside entrance. In the early 90s, a community-wide visioning process among Nashville citizens highlighted the public's desire for a major visual arts facility in downtown Nashville. In 1996, the Frist Foundation began leading the efforts to create a visual arts center. a committee recognized that the underused post office building would make an ideal home. After negotiations between the foundation, the federal government, and the city of Nashville, it was agreed that the building was to be owned by the city of Nashville, and consequently, its citizens. The Frist Foundation was responsible for retrofitting the post office. While the foundation continues to be a major supporter, the museum today is sustained by the financial generosity of thousands of members, as well as through grants from foundations, government agencies, and corporations. When the financial arrangements were complete, the architectural design contract was awarded to Tuck Hinton Architects. They were asked to maintain the character and design details of the original building and, when possible, to preserve original features. Notice the ceiling in the grand lobby. It was only after removing years of paint and dirt that the stars were discovered. The metal grillwork was also cleaned to return it to its original appearance. If you have your gallery admission, please walk through the glass doors to the gallery space. Step into the exhibition area and notice the floor. The ingrained wood flooring in the galleries is original. To make it, the ends of construction lumber were cut to be about 4 inches thick. The floor was chosen for its ability to withstand excessive wear. Its constant use since 1934 certainly backs that up. Notice the care the workers took in matching up the patterns in the grain of wood. When it was part of the post office, this area was for sorting the mail. The huge high-ceiling sorting rooms were well-suited to their new roles as spacious exhibition galleries. To bring natural light into the interior while keeping artwork protected from the direct exposure, clerestory windows were installed high above the wall that divides the gallery lobby and the exhibition space. The changing light and shadows projected by the clerestory during the day add a dynamic element to the overall design. An important part of museum architecture is facilitating movement between various spaces. The stairs at the entrance of Ingram Gallery were added as part of the renovation. Their design reflects the Art Deco style of the Grand Lobby and provides guests with an easy way to get from the main level to the upper level, which houses Martin ArtQuest Gallery, an interactive, intergenerational learning center. The upper level also contains additional exhibition space, classrooms, offices, and studios. The stairs at each end of the Grand Lobby are original to the building. The lower level contains staff-only spaces and the mechanical systems that support 147,000 square feet of the building. If you step outside to look at the front of the museum, you will notice that its appearance has roots in the industrial design of the early 1930s. This style is called strip classicism, and it's typical of many federal buildings of the time. The exterior of the building is faced in white Georgia marble and gray-pink Minnesota granite. When the main post office was here, the front porch facing Broadway was a meeting place for local businessmen. They would make progress on their deals with one another when they came to pick up their mail. Today, it's become a place for marriage proposals and other special occasions. We hope that you've enjoyed this tour of the Frist Art Museum's architecture. We invite you to see the exhibitions on view in our galleries if you've not seen them already. Since the Frist is a non-collecting institution, we frequently present new exhibitions and programs in this magnificent Art Deco building. Please come back and see us.